calls.
Ready?
We got a call.
We're ready. Go ahead.
Okay. The door's locked, Janet. Did you close it?
Okay.
That's why I opened it.
Hold that thought.
Oh. You meant so, please.
Yeah.
Are we waiting for him?
No, no.
We
I just wanted to make sure they didn't close the door because the outside is locked and okay. Someone wanted to come in. So. All right. Okay.
Okay, we'll call the order of the planning and zoning meeting for the City of Green Coast Springs on Thursday, November 20th at 5 o'clock. And can we have roll call?
Board Member Lewis?
Here.
Board Member Spurrier?
Here.
Vice Chair Haddock?
Present.
Board Member Chester is, Austin is not with us. Chairman Kelly is not with us. City Manager Judd?
Here.
City Attorney Arnold?
Here.
Development Services Director Flea?
Here.
Vice Chair, you have a quorum.
So I would read this order.
The first thing you have, Madam Chair, Vice Chair, is the approval of the minutes from the 23rd.
Okay. So we have approval for the minutes of October 23rd, 2014 meeting. Do we have a motion for that?
I don't have any discussion on them. Do you? Okay, well, I'll make a motion. We accept them as is.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. You want to call roll call on that? Okay, I'll let her do roll call.
Board Member Lewis?
Yes.
Board Member Spurrier?
Yes.
Vice Chair Haddock?
Yes.
Vote is 3-0.
Okay, number one on our agenda for tonight would be public hearings. And would I read?
I'll be happy to do it. It's not even required, but it's all there, so I'm pretty well trained to do it. I don't spend a thousand times. I'll be happy to do it. Okay. We don't have an ordinance number yet, do we? Okay.
No, we don't issue them until they come to the
This summarizes, in any event, the ordinance itself, which is an ordinance of the City of Green Coast Springs, Florida, amending Chapter 110 of the City Code pertaining to the regulation of signs by adding new Section 110-19 thereto and providing therein that advertising on bus benches and transit shelters located within certain road rights of way is permitted subject to the requirements for obtaining a permit and that each such bus bench or transit shelter is installed and maintained and comply with all applicable regulations providing therein and advertising on recycling stations located on city properties permitted subject to the requirement for obtaining a permit and providing therein that all such signs shall not exceed a specified size provided for severability, repealer, and setting an effective date.
Vice Chair, I can go over a little bit of a little background if you would like me to. Yes, basically the Council on Aging has been working with Push Media to locate bus shelters at various locations on their established lines or transit lines. They have talked to the city as well as the county and the other municipalities within the Clay County. I'm looking at specific sites. There are three sites that potentially would be in the city limits. These bus, they want to provide advertising, and basically Push Media would, they construct the shelters, and then they pay for them through advertisement, which if you read our, right now we don't have anything in our sign code that allows it, and neither does the county, because we just haven't had this situation. So this would allow the signs to be put at the shelters. They would also have to, you know, permit them, and they would be limited, I think, to 12.8, if I remember, square feet. 12.5, okay, 12.5 square feet. I knew it was right. I had it 12. And representatives from Push Media and as well as Council on Aging are here. If what you need to do is open the public hearing, and if they have any comments, go from there, and then close it after any public comments, and we can come back to committee.
Okay, thank you. So we'll open for public comments. Is there anyone that would like to speak?
Please give your name and address for the record.
I'm Andrew Candace. I'm Executive Director for the Council on Aging. Just wanted to kind of give you a briefing on this. This is actually, that we're actually doing 19 countywide. There's some within this, within Green Cove and some within within Orange Park and some of the other municipalities as well. The ordinance does cover bus shelters, but the initial group that we're doing is only benches.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to clarify, because that was my understanding.
Yeah, it's only benches. Basically, what's happening under this is it would be an agreement between us and Push Media. Push Media puts the bench there, maintains the bench, and then they sell advertising on the bench. We get 15% of any revenue on the advertising plus the bench itself. If you've been up to the senior center over on Walnut, we actually have one of the benches now sitting right outside the back entrance. You know, we have a pull-in there, which is a bus stop as well, and we put one on our property there. The signage on them will initially they'll say play transit on them until they sell the advertising, and then once they sell the advertising, it would be shifted over and be advertising. For us, it's not a huge amount of revenue. It could be significant over the life of the contract, but it really is the putting the bench in and maintaining it that's really important for us. There is revenue for us as well, which goes back into the transit system. But it's I think on a single bench, I think it's around $1,500 to $2,000 a year. So it's not an enormous amount, but it helps. I think over the life of the contract, I think one bench is about $12,000 or $14,000 for the entire life. So, anyway, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
There's not going to be a top on any of those right now.
No, there's no shelters right now.
Okay.
There might be in the future, but not currently.
I'm trying to visualize what kind of printing and what kind of bench this is going to be.
Madam Vice Chair, they have a prototype. They've been working on this project for well over a year now. And the one question I was going to ask, and I think Mr. DeCandis can clarify, is my understanding that there'll be an agreement with the county, okay, that the type of advertising, you know what I'm saying, will not, you know, have any issues, for lack of a better term, when we talk. This is Mr. Patrick Menchie. And that was the one question that we had. There'll be some caveats on content. And then anywhere where we locate them, obviously we won't want to put them on top of utilities. You know what I'm saying? We'll do all those locates together. And I think those were the two big pending issues on our side, as I recall. And then, Mr. Vice Chair, the areas that they've located is where they would like to do them inside the city limits. And as indicated, they will be looking at bus benches. And the prototypes are very attractive, and they have different colors, as I recall, greens and things are, right?
Correct.
Could I get you to come up and state your name, please?
Patrick Mincy, 14753 Falling Woods Drive, Jacksonville, Florida. Right now we're doing the black because it looks good on the street and it doesn't stick out, you know, like a sore thumb. And
okay.
We want it to look clean, but any color is, you know, color is optional. Mm-hmm. Some cities want green, some cities want blue, but color is optional. And as far as advertising content, it's nothing a minor couldn't buy, so just your local businesses. No alcohol, tobacco, drugs, and so just your local businesses that will be sponsoring the messages.
Now, how many can you get on the, I see the back of this bench?
Just one
advertiser?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many can you sit on one of those?
Two people.
Two people?
Mm-hmm. And there's a divider in between so that you can lay down
right.
on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Three people.
Actually,
four
can
skinny.
Four, I actually sat.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, four people in. It's 6 feet long.
When we had our recent festival, Downtown Street Festival, uh-huh. we had it in there. I actually was sitting there at the end.
It's 6 feet long.
Okay.
I think the Vice Mayor would like to be recognized.
Dan Royal, 3688 La Costa Court. One of the things that is an advantage to this that I like about this idea is that it's tied to the county, and it starts, if we're going to grow a transit system, and there's a lot of people in our community, and we've got the beginnings of a great transit system. We've all liked it, but sometimes it's hard to even, most people don't even realize we have one. And this, if we do this in coordination with the county, which is what, you know, we're hoping to do, I think that not only will it put together transit, let's stimulate a bit of that economic, you know, we've got other types of modes of transportation from an economic development standpoint. We can get people from here to there, and we can do it comfortably. So I think it's a good idea, and the fact that we get a little bit of advertising out of it goes back into the system, goes back into what we're doing. Council aging is a boon. So anyway, that's my thoughts. But I particularly like the fact that it's a transit system for the county and gets us all more aware of using it and the opportunities that people have. Thank you.
Okay. May I have another question?
Sure.
Are these transit systems, the Council on Aging buses, right? Are they going to stop, for instance, at Walgreens here? Will they stop right on 17? Are they going to pull into the parking lot?
No, they'll stop right at the stop. Just to give you a background on our transit system, you know, we have two pieces to the transit system. We have what we call flex routes, and then we have what we call paratransit. I think most people think the Council on Aging is all paratransit, that we do door-to-door. And that's true, we do door-to-door. But we also currently run six what we call flex routes. A flex route is like an urban fixed route, same thing the JTA buses do. The only difference between a fixed route and a flex route is a flex route, if you call, it'll deviate a quarter of a mile off the route to pick you up if, for example, you can't get to the stop. But for the most part, 99% of the ridership on the flex routes wait at the corner and I get picked up. We already stop at these stops. These are not new stops. There's about 39 stops in the county. The benches are going to be, I believe, at 19 in total, so they're not at every stop. Right now what happens is we have regular stops, but you can also flag the bus as it goes by. You can flag it down. That's not going to change. But the stops that were selected were the ones where we have the most ridership and the most people that board and exit. So those are the stops we're currently looking at for benches.
Mm-hmm. So this is, the one at Walgreens is actually right there on 17.
Correct. Actually, there's two buses that stop there. We stop there and the ride solution, I don't know if you've ever seen those, that one in the morning, that's the one that comes up from Palatka. That also stops there as well. So they'll actually use the same bench and stop as well. Hmm. And we're doing some up at off on 220 as well. And actually, we're going to share some of those with the JTA as well, because the JTA does come down and goes to the park and ride there. Mm-hmm. And they also have their little community shuttle that runs up. It actually runs on the just on the southern edge of the Duval County line, the northern edge of the Clay County line, just to the north of us, and they'll also use that too up on 220, the stops that we have there.
Well, I'm very excited because I was amazed when I got a brochure that showed where all the Clay Transit does go, and it's amazing, and people don't know. Anything we can do to get that out there is exciting.
Well, we actually serve the entire county now, except for one piece, which is Keystone Heights to Middleburg. That's the only piece we're missing, and we actually are going to start implementing that probably January 1st. We just got funding to demo it for 6 months, and then at the end of that, we'll apply for another 18 months worth of funding, and then it will get integrated into our regular system. But once that route is done, we will actually cover the entire county. So you could actually go from Gainesville to Jacksonville and Palatka all on either our buses or transferring off to one of the other systems.
Where does this funding come from?
Our funding comes from several different places. The paratransit side, which is the door-to-door side, some of that comes from Medicaid and aging programs, and rural general public transit. We also get what's called small urban. That runs our route that runs the Magenta line that runs down from Keystone Heights into Gainesville. The urban funding is 5311. We're undergoing a transition for that. In the past, that money came from the DOT and continues to come from the DOT to us for those routes. But what's happened in the recent years since the last census is the urbanized area of Clay County has increased, and now only 16% of the population lives in the rural area for Clay County. The rest of it is urban. So what's happening is that transition is that funding is transitioning over to urban funding, and the JTA is the only recipient of federal dollars, federal urban transit dollars, in the Jacksonville metropolitan area. So right now we're working with the JTA, and effective October of 2015, our funding is going to transition from DOT over to the JTA. So that's where when I talk about these flex routes, they are in a transition period because the county is changing and becoming more urbanized. If you'd like, someday I can do a workshop on it as well.
No, ma'am, no, sir. I was going to say that might be a good idea because I came from a community that that worked on that. In fact, one of your buses was one of ours, so the one that we had. So I think it's great what y'all are doing. I really do. It has tremendous potential.
The ridership is really very good, and our routes have all grown. We've had no reductions, and every route we've done so far has been very successful. We're actually working with Melrose now, too, to link up. We're trying to do a link up there between our system, Putnam County system, and the Gainesville system for a hub there that where all the routes can meet. But
and does Gainesville still use MV?
MV is their paratransit operation,
right.
But their
RTS
is the fixed route.
Okay.
We're talking more about the fixed route when we're talking about integrating these.
Well, my questions are asked.
Anna, yeah,
sure.
Or you want to go ahead?
Okay. I was concerned about the advertisement, too, and the manager answered some of the questions, but who actually reviews and approves the advertisement?
We do.
Who's we, the council?
The Council on Aging, yes.
You would approve it because we do not, well, obviously do not want to go into anything that's going to be a problem down the road with adverse advertisement, and we would want to make sure that that was.
If you would like, if there's specific advertising that you want, you don't want on there, you could specify that and we could remove it. Right now there's no, of course we're going to look at what kind of advertising is on it, no adult-themed stuff or cigarettes or alcohol, but, somebody raised an issue about pawn shops, and we could remove, we haven't really thought about it, but we can remove that from it as well. We're very, if we want to do that as
but
well.
But you do have paperwork somewhere that says no
we have
cigarettes,
to,
no alcohol,
yeah,
no
we have
adult.
To, we have to sign off on it for when they sell the advertising.
You have sole
the
Council on
Aging
does, yes.
Okay. You have sole discretion.
Yes.
Did these contracts with a certain amount of time? A year?
Typically a year. Year contract.
Typically a year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. nothing a minor couldn't buy. Each city is different. Every city is different. Like Pensacola, for instance, they tell us no pawn shops. South Florida tell us no pain clinics. So it just depends on what you don't want to see. Just, let us know. And like I said, they have sole discretion. At the end of the day, they say no. And it's in the advertiser's contract that if the county or municipality refuses the advertising, that it comes down. And they initial that when they sign the contract to advertise.
And then, Madam Vice Chair, the one thing I wanted to add, and that's why I had asked Patrick to come up, is they first approached the city on this idea well over a year ago, and so basically we were the one that introduced them to the Council on Aging, and they got the county involved because we realized the potential here. But and I know there it's very clear that there are certain things that we don't want advertised on there. So what did y'all make a decision on political campaigns? Is that something that could go on there? I think that was a question that came up at one point. I don't know.
We can do that as well.
Okay.
We haven't really sat down and give a specific.
I would
banning.
Probably throw that one in the mix just for
okay.
a heads up. That's
okay.
usually the other thing that people kind of. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're a county and quasi, and so those were all the things I think we talked about. Are there others that y'all can think about? Or?
Yeah, I just was thinking, I asked Janice how the county was handling this, and I know I looked at the ordinance, but I didn't give it a tremendous amount of thought.
Sure.
But if the county, she says the county may be wanting to do an agreement with the Council on Aging to make sure that the county has some measure of control, that there's some insurance in place, which I think would be appropriate to have some insurance. Or if the Council on Aging has some insurance involved here, maybe we could be added an additional insured. I don't think it's a lot of liability, but, you know, it's a bench and a bench, you know, whatever. So, and then the other thing I was asking about was a time limitation rather than just saying it's a forever thing, because normally signage is. If you approve signs, you got a sign, it's grandfathered in, it's all. But this is different because this is on city right-of-way, and we control city right-of-way 100%. So, you know, we could give them a term, and you said 1 year or something like that, as long as they meet the other requirements of the sign code and so forth, and they satisfy the Council on Aging, maybe we could do it that way. And I think that way would give us a measure of protection and control as well.
The one-year term is between the city and the Council on Aging?
The one-year term with the advertiser.
Yes.
The advertiser is a one-year term.
That agreement would have to be a little bit longer just for capital costs.
Yeah.
Because they got to recoup the bench costs. So whatever it is, I don't have a problem with it.
Right, okay.
Got to have something.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with benches. Everybody likes that.
Our contract with Push is 10 years. Our agreement with with Push is 10 years. The advertising contract's a year. If we do an agreement with you guys, we could do that for 10 years also, which would coincide with the Push agreement, or we could do a 5-year, 2-year, whatever
okay.
you think.
Madam Vice Chair, just to clarify, when you say a year, does that mean a year with the potential advertiser? So in other words, because I've seen some that they change 90 days, but you've got to be in large markets. So if I want to, you know, go on one of the benches, I'm signing up for a year, a year.
Yes.
So that lets you know it's not this constant turnover type thing.
You probably will see things, I don't know if you've seen our buses, but our buses have advertising on them as well, and that's a 1-year contract. We actually do bus wraps on them.
Right.
And that's a type of advertising. To be honest with you, most of our advertising we do a lot for health care. Hospice is a big advertiser for us, VITAS. We do funeral homes. We do all kinds of stuff that, you know, just generally it's mostly local community people who advertise. We don't really get the Kmarts and Walmarts and Targets. We get, Broadus Rains as an advertiser, or we get VITAS Hospice or one of those.
Matt. We as a board would maybe want to include in our motion the specifics and not adult alcohol, or is that?
Madam Vice Chair, maybe what we do if there's going to be a separate agreement that the council would approve on, that the city attorney's talking, you could include that we would include the language or somehow approve that. That would think that would be somehow. I mean, I'm not sure. Or I think it'd be
that in your motion as a recommendation that the staff develop an agreement that controls some of the things, the length, the terms, the insurance, and those sorts of things. You don't have to have all this in front of you now to do
that.
But I think we hear what you're saying. Pretty obvious.
I would try not to make this complicated. I'm telling you, as someone who's worked
with
traffic,
I don't mean to make it complicated.
And, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
I just have one point.
I want to try to bypass any problems down the road for
right.
adverse
yeah.
advertising.
I just have one quick question. Just because I just got this information. It says the attorney GCS for the three benches, 45. That's not coming to City of Green Coast Springs. It's coming to the Council on Aging, correct?
That's what would be saved based on capital expenses, the ongoing maintenance. That's expenses that we're paying, that if the county or city put out their own bench, that's how much you'd be
okay, paying. I just understand. I just want the point of information that the city is not going to be getting that revenue.
No,
that's that,
yeah.
Right. That's how, so really it's not.
It goes back into, just so you know, it goes back into the transit system, this local match.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to, because I that's my understanding.
I was
going
to say, Madam Vice Chair, we don't need to get into this.
No, I know. I just, because, it's just because I noticed it on the sheet, I'm like, oh, wait, that'd be nice.
I'll make a motion to recommend to City Council the attached ordinance to allow off-site advertising on bus benches, transfer shelters, and recycling stations.
Okay, all in favor?
Roll call. Board Member Lewis?
Yes.
Board Member Spurrier?
Yes.
Vice Chair Haddock?
Yes.
Vote is 3-0.
And Okay, you needed that just before the, just so that there's no question. I assume you closed the public hearing before the vote? Yes.
I believe I did.
But you, yeah.
Just for the record. Public hearing question.
Yeah.
Okay, so next on the agenda is number three, the staff comments.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing I... Well, two is you have the board discussion. If the board has any comments before they go to staff, I don't know.
Well, okay. The board do we need to discuss anything as a board? The board discussion? Is there anything coming up that...
I was thinking that was before.
No.
Yeah, I think that's the next one on.
Yeah.
Okay. Board discussion, comments, anything other than what was on the agenda for number one? Correct.
Yep, and if not, you go to staff comments.
No board comments, so we'll go to staff comments number three.
Okay, just a couple of things. On December 9th at 5:30, the council is going to have a special workshop to look at some of the issues in the gateway corridor. We're looking at some signage uses. Basically just for information. Setbacks that just looking at the code again. I mean, there was a bunch of changes made, but there was some. After every couple of years, you need to look at it and see if we're moving in the right direction. So I just want to let the board be aware of it, since it would come back to you as a recommendation. Anything that ends up changing the code would come back to you. So if you want to come, you're more than welcome at 5:30, and it has to be over by 7 when we have a council meeting. The next thing is the next meeting would actually your fourth. This is a week early because of Thanksgiving. The next meeting in December would actually be Christmas. I don't think anybody would want to come. We're planning it would be the week before, but the last time when we put this on the calendar, December 18th, there's also a Jaguar game that night. And I know the last time we had a Jaguar game, the night we had issues. So I think we're going to probably not have a December meeting. And if we need to, because the council's pushing everything back in January, we might have a meeting the first week in January. But we'll let you know, because we just think that December 18th meeting would have a problem getting a quorum.
Okay.
And this will also give more time. We'll know more what the council's coming up with. So, and that's really it, other than happy Thanksgiving, and if we don't see you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. That's a mouthful.
One other thing. Jim just reminded me. One of the things that we did after some discussion, I think Ms. Verga at the last meeting was here, we adopted Tuesday night a resolution that would allow businesses for the first 90 days only after they get a business license to put like a banner or windsock up at no cost, but they would have to come down in 90 days to just kind of get their name out there a little bit. But that was adopted by the council on Tuesday night, and that is in fact. Actually, I talked to my first potential business about it today, but he wasn't interested, but I offered it.
So we're not going to do like New York City and give businesses free taxes for so many years?
Well, we have incentive programs. We do have incentive programs that we could, but we haven't.
Yeah.
We keep selling them, but we haven't had anybody come back yet. But yeah. Oh, and I guess the other thing, because y'all have been involved, December 4th, the Northeast Florida Regional Council has their leadership. I think it's their leadership awards, whatever. But our Gateway Grant Program will be receiving the award in the Planning and Growth Management area. So we're excited about that. December 7th, there is at Augusta Savage, there is going to be a Pearl Harbor remembrance. And then on December 6th will be Christmas on Walnut. So a lot of things happening. Am I missing anything? That's it.
All right. Thank you. Anything else? Okay, we adjourn at 5:31.
Thank you. Did good. You did good.
Oh, it's hard.